When Dorothea was again at Lydgate's door speaking to Martha, he was in the room close by with the door ajar, preparing to go out. He heard her voice and immediately came to her. "Do you think that Mrs. Lydgate can receive me this morning?" she said, having reflected that it would be better to leave out all allusion to her previous visit. "I have no doubt she will," said Lydgate, suppressing his thought about Dorothea's looks, which were as much changed as Rosamond's. "If you will be kind enough to come in and let me tell her that you are here. She has not been very well since you were here yesterday, but she is better this morning, and I think it is very likely that she will be cheered by seeing you again." It was plain that Lydgate, as Dorothea had expected, knew nothing about the circumstances of her yesterday's visit. Nay, he appeared to imagine that she had carried it out according to her intention. She had prepared a little note, asking Rosamond to see her, which she would have given to the servant if he had not been in the way, but now she was in much anxiety as to the result of his announcement. After leading her into the drawing-room, he paused to take a letter from his pocket and put it into her hand, saying, "I wrote this last night, and was going to carry it to Lovick in my ride." When one is grateful for something too good for common thanks, writing is less unsatisfactory than speech. One does not at least hear how inadequate the words are.